W8RCY. 51 years out of high school, so I graduated in 74, and I'm, as you two gentlemen and Tom were talking, because Tom's on the phone, we're trying to reminisce how many buildings have been structured since then, since 1974. Well, they broke ground and started building the seawalls around the Rensen in 74, and it opened in 77. Now they're looking at taking that apart. Lakeside's come and gone. The Palace in Auburn Hills has come and gone. Joe Louis Arena's come and gone. I mean, we can name all these buildings and structures. Kmart headquarters is gone. I can go on and on. But you go through your cities, and yet, like Detroit, the old Wayne County Court building is there abandoned. The old, or the current City Hall where the Spirit of Detroit is, has building leaks, and yet it's still functioning. And I don't understand, to make a long story short here and not drag this out, how buildings in the last 50 years of my life have been structured and now are being torn down, and yet older buildings, like you see in a major city like Detroit, some municipalities like downtown Mount Clemens, you know, I mean, it's just, it just boggles my mind. I mean, the Palace was one of the top five arenas in the NBA, and it was always kept up to date. It was always modernized and everything else, but people want to move things back downtown and centralize everything. I get it. Yeah, it was out in the boondocks, but still it was a gem of a place. And like I said, it's stuff just doesn't survive yet. Stuff is just getting abandoned. And if anything with the Rensen, in my opinion, you either keep it all up, because I think it was supposed to be close to 21 high-rise structures on the whole original campus when it was built, was when it was supposed to be built. But I think you guys catch what I'm trying to say here.